Question 1. When you were young, did you see women in STEM roles?
Not really. I grew up in a small town where there weren't really any women in STEM roles, at least none that I knew of. I mean, the only kind of STEM adjacent roles that were abandoned were nursing.
Question 2. When you look back at your childhood, what things did you do that helped lead to where you are today?
The first thing was going on the school trip when I was in kindergarten and seeing a rhino. I think that was the biggest thing for me that led me into thinking I want to do wildlife-related stuff. And it was just the most beautiful and majestic creature I'd ever seen. And then from there, I started reading books about wildlife. I started watching shows that were wildlife-related. And I went into high school to study science-related subjects, particularly biology. And that just cemented it for me that I would end up in a biodiversity-related profession.
Question 3. What skills did you have as a child that helped you move into the world of STEM?
Curiosity. I think curiosity was one of the biggest. Wanting to learn more, asking the questions, why is this the way it is? How do we save this animal? Where do we go from here? How do we benefit from saving animals? I was just curious about things and I loved learning and I still do. And I'm even in my job now, I keep asking the questions. How do we do this?
Question 4. Did anyone ever tell you, girls don't do that? How did that make you feel? How did you respond or react? What did you do?
Oh, this is an interesting one. As a black woman, for me, it wasn't just girls don't do that, but it was also black people don't do that. When I was doing my undergraduate, I shocked a few people and I told them I was studying marine biology because I always got responses like, but you're black. I don't know what being black had anything to do with me doing or not doing marine biology. And when I was also like getting ready to leave Zim to come to Australia to do my PhD, someone told me that doing my PhD before I was married was a terrible idea because it would scare away the men, which I found very rude because nobody would ever tell a man, oh, you can't do a PhD until you're married because that would scare away the women. So my response was, if that man is scared away by my PhD, then they don't deserve me to begin with.
Question 5. What qualities do girls have that are great for a career in STEM?
I think that it's all about how much hard work you want to put in, how curious you are, and what it is you want, what you love. It doesn't matter whether you are a girl or you are a boy. Anyone can be great at STEM. It's all about the love for it and the dedication.
Question 6. What advice would you give girls today about a career in STEM?
It is the most exciting career you will ever have. Do not let the naysayers stop you. Your gender has nothing to do with your abilities or lack of. If it's what you want, go for it. Shouldn't ever let anybody tell you you can't become a scientist because you're a woman. And I think there are so many women out there who have proved that. It doesn't matter if you are a woman. If you want to be a scientist, you can be a great scientist. So go for it.
Question 7. Is there an easy activity that girls could do to have an experience in your field?
If you want to have experience, you might want to do some volunteer work. But I think some of the most fascinating things for me were visiting the zoo or visiting an aquarium, asking questions, talking to the people who actually work there, getting to know what they do. And if there are opportunities for you to actually volunteer with them, apply for those opportunities. It's a great hands-on experience. I'm guessing looking at the Australian landscape, because I grew up in Zimbabwe, but looking at the Australian landscape, sometimes they have cleaning activities. For example, let's go clean the beach. Cleaning the beach is a great way of saving animals that live in the ocean by removing all the plastic that could potentially end up in the ocean, choking all the animals. Or you can go to, some organizations, there's an age limit, but if you can get maybe a job at a zoo, even if it's not being up front with interacting with the guests, but you can go clean out the cages, feed the animals. That's also a great way of experiencing wildlife.